good morning and welcome to what appears to be another soggy day for us before it turns around and warms up and we get back to sunshine and we'll all feel so much less gloomy and dark considering it's been so cloudy and wet the last few days here and cold coming off that long weekend. It's time. It warmed up and it will in the coming days here and looks like the weekend ahead is going to be pretty sunny and highs of 20 or better too. So hang in there. Warm stuff is coming our way, and I'm really not entirely sure if it's going to be clear enough to see tonight, but there's a rare planetary lineup of Saturn, Venus, and the moon. They say without a telescope, it's going to look like a faint star above the moon and a brighter star below it, but those of you with a fancy telescope might see it better. But again, it's still looking as if it's going to be pretty cloudy tonight, so we might be out of luck there. But this rain has been great for farmers. I know some are done seeding, others waiting to get back in the field. After it dries up a little more, it's great rain for our backyards, where I know you hope to dive into the whole planting season. I'm sure when it's a lot less muddy, but we're getting there. And the grass is looking greener. The trees, man, the buds on those trees are starting to open up a lot more. It's been a good rain here. But enough already. Let's get back to a little sunshine now. I'm ready for it. Crews, they have been making progress with wildfires, and this rain has been helpful, but it looks as if they're still having a pretty tough time up around Candle Lake. It's still on pre-evacuation alert, meaning they have to be ready to get out at a moment's notice. But no rain in sight for that particular area this morning. Another cool, wet, windy one yesterday in Saskatoon for Rider Training Camp. And this injury bug is becoming a bit of a talker now, right? The offensive line injury bug is back. Remember how it hit us last year? Well, this year, Sean McEwen goes down. He's hurt indefinitely. And now Philip Gagnon has been taking reps and filling in for McEwen. And apparently he's injured now, too. And we're working towards our first preseason game, which is this Saturday in Winnipeg. Last night in the NHL, the Eastern Conference Final got underway in Carolina with the Panthers going up 2-0 in the first period rather quickly. Seconds remaining in the first.
Here it's Svechnikov. Shot clock. They score! Bobrovsky looks over at Kelly Sutherland. The Hurricanes pull to within one with 15 seconds remaining.
In the first period, and it was 2-1, but that's as close as it got, really. The final was 5-2 in Florida's favor, and the Canes looking a little rusty after having so much time off, right? So a brutal start for them at home against a team that just got off a 7-game series only two nights before. But similar to what could happen in the Western Conference tonight, the Oilers have been off a while since beating the Knights, right? They're on the road in Dallas, Canada's Stanley Cup hope. Resting squarely on their shoulders. Have no fear. They'll be okay. They'll get us the cup. Even though the Stars want revenge from last year when Edmonton eliminated them in 6 games, I think they'll do the same this year too. But once Connor McDavid and the gang landed in Dallas yesterday, they met with the media and they immediately asked Connor, what's the biggest challenge they face against Dallas?
They're just so structured. They're deep. I mean, there's 4 teams left playing. All 4 teams are going to be deep. You know, but they, you know, I think they had 8 20-goal scorers. So they, you know, they score by committee. Everybody up and down the lineup. Obviously, Rantanen's playing great. The goalie's playing great. They got a tough back end. You know, the list goes on and on of things they do well. If they're a good team, it'd be a great test.
Game time tonight is 6 o'clock from Dallas. And I guess after the Stars beat the Jets last Saturday night, a certain former Oiler by the name of Wayne Gretzky walked in to congratulate the Stars at the request of their coach. They immediately asked him, if you listen close here, team asked, who are you going to be cheering for in the next round?
Gretz. He's got to come in and say hi. Come here. Got special guest. Anybody knows how to win championships, it's this gentleman right here.
Congratulations. The greatest game in the world, and you're going to go up against one of the greatest teams ever, Edmonton. I wish you good luck.
Don't put him on the spot. Don't put him on the spot.
Hey, can we enjoy the night tonight?
Yeah. Thanks, Gretz. All right, man.
There we go. There you go. He didn't say for sure, but I will tell you this. Gretzky, before the playoffs began, had chosen, like I did, the Oilers to return to the Stanley Cup against the Panthers. And then that first week of the playoffs on a broadcast, he decided to change it to the Oilers and Lightning for some reason. So, fail there by the great one. Sometimes you wanna go where everybody- Yes, sadly, Norm has left the bar. I'll get to that in just a second here. I want to remind you folks in Moose Jaw this morning and watch those school zone speed limits. They've been reduced to 30K, and they're in effect from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 days a week now. If you forget and drive 40, well, you get a one-month grace period, but that's it. And after June 20th, they start to ticket too. And also, still no telling how this Canada Post strike might unfold. The possibility of another Canada Post strike is getting closer, right? It's supposed to be Friday. Weekend work remains a major sticking point, and we'll watch that story to see where it goes as well. Back to cheer star George Wendt for a moment, who died yesterday. He was 76. And there is no word on the cause of death, but his family says he did die peacefully in his sleep while he was at home. And, man, that guy played Norm all 11 seasons of Cheers from 1982 to 1993.
Nice to meet you. What do you do, Norm?
I sit there.
It's entirely possible that his second biggest career achievement came in 1991 on SNL. I know you'll remember this. Superfans, the sketch. You know, the Chicago guys who say,
"The Bears."
He once said it himself that that took on a life of its own, and he couldn't believe how popular this saying became.
"The Bears."
Love that one. Several of George's Cheers co-stars are paying tribute upon hearing of his death, and John Ratzenberger is one. He played Norm's buddy Cliff on the show. He simply said he was heartbroken by George's death. And he added that he was, quote, "humble, hilarious, and full of heart." Ted Danson said, "It's going to take me a long time to get used to this." Love you, Georgie. That was from Ted Danson. And this morning, the actual Cheers bar in Boston, they put a stool at the corner of the bar. There's a full beer sitting there next to his picture on the bar.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Oh, Norman.
Well, what would you say to a nice beer, Normie?
Going down.
So many great lines. He was married to the voice of Vera, Norm's wife on Cheers. You never actually saw her on the series, but you heard her. And Norm's never-seen wife was voiced by Bernadette Burkett, George's real-life wife he'd met while performing at Second City Comedy Club. And how about this? Wendt died yesterday on the same day that 32 years ago, just over 80 million people had tuned in to watch the final episode of Cheers with him saying this to Ted Danson.
"You know what I think the most important thing in life is? It's love. You want to know what I love?
Beer, Norm?"
"Yeah, I'm a quick one."
To this day, that final episode of Cheers, the second most watched sitcom finale ever behind MASH. And that role earned him a few drinks in real life, too. He once said, "Wherever I go, people are always sending a beer over." In addition to the free beer, he was nominated for 6 Emmys. Being Norm wasn't just a role, it was a way to make people feel seen, he said, welcomed and at home. And in fact, I was fortunate enough to be on the set of Cheers during the making of one episode many years ago. I sat front row, and when you watch a 30-minute show being taped live before a studio audience, it actually takes about 3 hours. And between all the takes, the whole cast of Cheers would often wander up close to us and ask, "Hey, where are you from?" Answer a few questions. And George Wendt came right up to me as I sat front row, and he shook my hand and he said, "Welcome to Cheers. Where are you from?" So I told him Canada, and then he specifically asked, "What province?" When I told him Saskatchewan, you know what he said to me? "Pilsners, eh?" It was a pretty memorable moment. I was really shocked how he personalized it for us, too. Post-Cheers, he was working right up to the end. In 2023, he competed on The Masked Singer, and reunited with the Cheers cast at the Emmys. They recreated a moment at the bar.
"And if somebody has the envelope, we can present the award."
Yeah, hey. That one right
here. Hey.
So let's all raise a glass to George. He made us laugh.
Afternoon, everybody.
Norm!
How you doing, Norm? What do you know?
Well, I am going to need something to kill time before my second beer. How about a first one?
You got it.
He made us feel at home, didn't he? And reminded us that sometimes the best characters and people are the ones who greet you like a regular.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Norm!
You know, Sammy, I love that stool. If there's a heaven, I don't want to go there unless my stool is waiting for me. And I'll tell you what, even God better not be on it.
CJME News Time now is 5:58.
never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play.
Halfway through the work week already. It's Wednesday morning and still rainy, but relief in sight for the coming weekend. It looks like it's going to be turning mainly sunny and highs 20 to 23 degrees. Don't get me wrong. I've enjoyed this rain. The farm has enjoyed it. My grass has enjoyed it. Probably your garden, which you want to start planting a little more that will be above ground. It's probably a little muddy now, but drying up on the weekend maybe to get into it and enjoy. Also this weekend, Globe Theater presents Bring It On the Musical. It's opening up, and as a dad with nothing but girls in the household, I'm all too familiar with the dance and cheer world and its movies that make it even more popular, the TV series. Man, the production that's coming to Globe looks pretty cool. And Jennifer Bruin, his artistic director, joins me now to share a few details. Welcome again, Jennifer. How about summing up the storyline first for us, please?
Bring It On is all about dance and music, and it's a celebration of, like, competition and teamwork and betrayal and near tragedy and things like that. So it's got this beautiful, epic content to it that kind of drives this beautiful and incredible dance work that's happening on stage. I mean, I'm blown away every time I sit in rehearsal and watch these 19 young people just give her. Like, yeah. They're dancing and they're singing and they're doing acrobatics and they're throwing each other in the air safely and they're laughing all the way through it. Like, we just had such an incredible time too that we keep watching this going, I think it's going to blow the roof off the Globe. It's so electric on stage.
I love hearing your passion in describing it. And I was just thinking how so many parents will relate to this along with their kids. And it's going to be a massive success because every other person has someone in dance or cheer and can relate to the extracurricular activities. And you even mentioned betrayal. Let's face it, we have young teenagers going through that in school. This is a perfect production.
Right? And it kind of honors that. Instead of belittling it, we actually go and say, no, that's all real stuff. It's the stuff of life. And it's the stuff that's going to turn them into human, like, adults, and how they navigate it is, I don't have to do that anymore. Like, I've kind of got those things figured out, but those kids are all sorting all that chaos out, and they're figuring it out, and so I have a lot of respect for what it is, and they do it through dance and song, like, so it sort of feels like this great extension of those emotions. We were able to go to the Rebel Cheer Studio here in town at gym, and Jasmine helped us out, and we trained for the first week. The whole team went over and trained, so, and they were so game, like, but they're dancers, like, they just know how to move and they know how to take care of each other and learn things, and they were so brave and hilarious, and hopefully a bunch of that will show up in the production.
How big is this cast, and is it homegrown?
There's 19. I would say the majority are from the prairies. We've got folks from Winnipeg, from Edmonton, and then we've got about 5 folks from Saskatchewan on stage. So, you know, like Sask Express and Do It With Class, they're training and showing up on our stage.
Jennifer Bruin, artistic director at Globe Theater for Bring It On, the musical opening up on Friday night. You're still working through some construction at Globe Theater, aren't you?
Yes, I know it will end. We're all waiting to cross that finish line. So we're near the end. We can see the end in sight. This summer, a lot of the exterior work's going to be finished. We kind of entered in phases, and we're just in the final phase of it now, but it's been so exciting. People are coming. They're exceeding expectations of attendance, and people are just so embracing the range of work and the enthusiasm that just keeps us going.
Well, it sure is nice to hear the success of that beautiful new building has influenced right? The success of all the productions you've put forth since reopening as you have there. What's your general feeling? You work and live in Regina and you're downtown. Is this the start of a revitalization of downtown Regina for you?
Oh, you can feel it. It's been really kind of moving, actually. Like, we're in Avenue Restaurant. You go to The Cure, Crave, any of those restaurants around the downtown. And when the waiter said, yeah, we've been so busy. And that's just like music to our ears. I know the future programming, as we sort of scaffold up as we get to know the building, is to have programming in there all day as well as in the evening, 7 days a week, so that we have play readings and concerts. You know, we teamed up with the RSO. They've been doing free noon-hour concerts on our stage, which has just been great, so people can bring their lunches and listen to the beautiful musicians play some really cool music. So it's stuff like that that hopefully the doors are open all the time and stuff is happening and people can really use it as a performance hub, as well as, like, the theater school. So, you know, it's just all ages and all stories being told.
Well, you got to run now till June 15th, and that was an extension of the original. So I wish you much success and that it may go longer.
God bless. Thank you so much.
Flashback to K-Tel Sound Explosion album there. Starland Vocal Band. Skyrockets. Yeah, President Trump revealed his next big plan. According to Trump, the system is going to intercept missiles launched at North America from the other side of the globe or from space. It's like a big golden dome, he said. And he said he would work with Canada, who apparently wants to join the dome because he said we have shown interest yesterday.
Canada has called us and they want to be a part of it. So we'll be talking to them. They want to have protection also. So as usual, we help Canada do the best we can. This design for the Golden Dome will integrate with our existing defense capabilities and should be fully operational before the end of my term. So we'll have it done in about 3 years.
Total estimated cost, $175 billion. And according to a spokesperson from our own Prime Minister's office, they said Canadians gave Prime Minister Mark Carney a strong mandate to negotiate a comprehensive new security and economic relationship with the U.S. And with their American counterparts, they're having wide-ranging discussions, and it includes strengthening NORAD and related issues such as the Golden Dome. Now, this dome was a campaign promise of Trump's, and it's kind of like the Iron Dome Israel has, right? Their defense network designed to intercept short-range rockets and artillery shells. So we'll see where this goes. He thinks it's going to be done by the end of his term in 3 years. Some experts believe that the technology alone that he's hoping for doesn't necessarily exist. They're saying it's not impossible, but at this point, there's a lot of work to be done. I'm not sure if this will start before or after he reopens Alcatraz. Well, I guess now, too, Canada is responsible for 100% of America's fentanyl crisis. Did you hear this? The FBI chief, Kash Patel, was on Fox News the other day and said this.
But you know who has to get to step in is Canada, because they're making it up there and shipping it down here. And I don't care about getting into this debate about making someone the 51st state or not, but they are our partner in the north. And say what you want about Mexico, but they helped us seal the southern border. The facts speak for themselves. The border that's open, I'll give you a statistic that I gave to Congress that nobody was paying attention to. Over 300 known or suspected terrorists crossed into this country last year illegally. Known or suspected terrorists, not illegals, not just illegals, known or suspected terrorists. 85% of them came in through the northern border. Wow. This year, 100 known or suspected terrorists have crossed into this country illegally. 64 or south and north.
Well, if that's true, it's a pretty staggering fact that it's not seemingly shared on this side of the border, because the number we get from Ottawa through Stats Canada has shared that 0.2% comes from here. So that one just kind of fell under the radar, I felt, him saying that. But again, a lot of what happens within Trump's people is they say a lot to take attention away from something that might be too focused in the local press, and they don't want that anymore. So who knows? But that was on Fox just a couple of days ago. CJME News Time now is 6:27. Still to come, my buddy Gordon Girard is going to be joining me next half hour. Gordon Girard is the maestro of the Regina Symphony Orchestra. And he recently announced he's leaving after 10 years. Kind of caught me by surprise. So I thought I'd have Gordon on the show this morning, figure out why he's making this move, what his future plans are. He is going to stay with us one more year and go out with a bang, he says. I don't know if that means closing the office door, telling people how he really feels or not, but we'll find out. Gordon Girard is my guest next half hour after the news at 6:30.